The modern world of enhanced brevity and rapidly consumed content is full of quotes by inspirational thinkers, leaders, artists, and, perhaps most notably, writers. Memorable quotes are ubiquitous on social media feeds, often referenced by politicians, and are plastered across any variety of merchandise, painted signs, and greeting cards. In the following quiz, Stacker put together a list of 50 famous quotes and the writers who coined them using data gathered from Goodreads, newspapers, magazines, book and poetry foundations, and author websites. Many of these quotes have become part of a common language. Others may be trickier to place. Some of the most popular quotes, which get repeatedly splashed around social media, are incorrectly assigned to the wrong person. Others are completely inaccurate altogether. It's impossible to overstate the power of writers to inspire, comfort, or cure us from our experiences of loss, confusion, or flat-out boredom. They provide us with expansive bodies of work filled with snippets of gold. Poets often work to provide the most impact while taking up the least amount of space, but all writers are capable of expelling brilliant little quips of authentic wisdom, truth, and absurdity. They simply fall out of them. If by chance there aren't enough handy quotes in your lexicon, there are plenty in the following quiz, ranging from topics as disparate as politics and the tragedies of the human experience. It's a good thing too, as they come in handy and don't require much effort. Like author Dorothy L. Sayers says, "I always have a quotation for everything, it saves original thinking." PKPix Shuttershock quote number 1 quote. Being human is not hard because you're doing it wrong, it's hard because you're doing it right. Astrid Stewart's Getty Images for Together Live Answer number 1 answer, written by Glennon Doyle in her best-selling book, Untamed. This quote speaks to the reader about the hardships of being human, and the worth of confronting those hardships head-on. Doyle has experienced profound changes in her journey of personal discovery, including going through a divorce, going sober, and working to recover from bulimia. Galactic Dreamer, Shuttershock quote number 2 quote, freedom is the right to write the wrong words. Vittorio Zunino Cellotto, Getty Images for Lancia answer number 2 answer. Patti Smith coined this phrase and many others you've likely heard. A writer, activist, singer, and performer, Smith is the kind of writer who writers aspire to emulate. She has had one of the most remarkable careers of any American artist in the 20th century, writing extensively about her experiences throughout. She received the National Book Award for Just Kids in 2010 and her album, Horses, was listed by Rolling Stone as one of the best of all time. TZIDO Sun, Shuttershock quote number 3 quote, America, I've given you all and now I'm nothing. Anthony Barboza, Getty Images answer number 3 answer. Allen Ginsberg helped define the Beat Generation, alongside friends and fellow writers including Jack Kerouac and William S. Burroughs. The quote is from his poem, America, which provides insight into how he reflected on the state of the country in 1956. Ginsberg's other great works include the epic poem, Howl, and Kaddish and other poems. He incorporated political activism into his work and was a student of Buddhist philosophy. Shu 3L54TJ06, Shuttershock quote number 4 quote. And the day came when the risk to remain tight in a bud was more painful than the risk it took to blossom. Ulstein Bild, Getty Images answer number 4 answer. Anais Nin's prolific career included an expansive series of diaries and a number of novels. Born in France in 1903, Nin became enmeshed in the mid-century sexual revolutions of Paris, and wrote exquisitely, with great depth, about her experiences with love, relationships, and the experience of being human. Her book, Delta of Venus, is a collection of erotica that was commissioned by a private collector. Jess Kraft, Shuttershock quote number 5 quote, I love America more than any other country in the world and, exactly for this reason, I insist on the right to criticize her perpetually. Ulf Anderson, Getty Images answer number 5 answer. James Baldwin, born August 2, 1924, is known for his novels, plays, and his analyses of race and civil rights. He was a persistent advocate for free speech, racial justice, and protest, and lived as an openly gay man. His works include powerful criticisms of discrimination and prejudice. Baldwin died from stomach cancer in 1987. Canva quote number 6 quote, the stories we tell ourselves can feel like a weapon to someone else. Oscar Gonzalez, Newer Photo, Getty Images Answer Number 6 Answer. Thomas Page McBee wrote about his experiences and what it means to be a transgender man in Man Alive, which numerous publications agreed was one of the best books of 2014. McBee's work explores gender and masculinity, but above all, he asks what it means to be human. McBee's writing has appeared in the New York Times, Glamour, and Playboy among many other outlets. Daisy Daisy, Shuttershock quote number 7 quote, what I regret most in my life are failures of kindness. Johnny Lewis, Getty Images Answer Number 7 Answer. The essayist, novelist, and Professor George Saunders included this line in his collection of essays titled, The Braindead Megaphone. Saunders didn't get his start until later in life, spending his early years working in some odd places, like a slaughterhouse in Texas, and as an oil field explorer in Sumatra. After receiving a Master of Arts from Syracuse University, where he now teaches, Saunders went on to write numerous books of short works, including revolutionary pieces of fiction like his novel, Lincoln in the Bardo. Sean Stock, Shuttershock quote number 8 quote, how you love yourself is how you teach others to love you. Jared Siskin, Getty Images Answer Number 8 Answer. Rupi Kaur's work is everywhere, and is especially prevalent in just about anyone's social media feed. The Canadian poet, performer, and artist wrote, illustrated, and self-published her first book, Milk and Honey, and her second book, The Sun and Her Flowers. Together, these books have been translated into 42 languages and sold more than 8 million copies worldwide. Her work focuses on loss, healing, and growth. Alexei Didyk, Shuttershock quote number 9 quote, poets are damned but they are not blind, they see with the eyes of angels. Houlton Archive, Getty Images Answer Number 9 Answer. Born in Rutherford, New Jersey on September 17, 1883, William Carlos William spent his life working as a doctor while also writing poems, plays, short stories, and other works. His poetry was recognized with a Pulitzer Prize and Gold Medal for Poetry of the National Institute of Arts and Letters, among other awards. One of Williams's most prolific works, Patterson, is an epic poem filling 6 books. Patiwat Saria, Shuttershock quote number 10 quote, we shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know the place for the first time. Only those who will risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. Lady Atolene Morel, Wikimedia Commons Answer Number 10 Answer. Thomas Stern Elion, more widely known as T.S. Eliot, produced a prodigious amount of work during his life. Born in St. Louis, Eliot later set down roots in Europe. His works attained him worldwide fame, a Nobel Prize, and honorary doctorate degrees. The Wasteland is one of his most well-known works, and a lasting contribution to American literature. Fiske's Shuttershock quote number 11 quote, you are never stronger than when you land on the other side of despair. David Levinson, Getty Images Answer Number 11 Answer. Novelist and essayist Zadie Smith has made a wide impact with her written work. Born in London in 1975, Smith now teaches at New York University. Some of her most recognizable works include White Teeth and Changing My Mind. Her work has also been featured in The Guardian, The New York Times, and The New Yorker. Mikhail Kolesnikov, Shuttershock quote number 12 quote, everything I've ever let go of has claw marks on it. Star Tribune, Getty Images Answer Number 12 Answer. The many works of David Foster Wallace include the 1,088-page novel, Infinite Jest, and A Supposedly Fun Thing I'll Never Do Again, Essays and Arguments. His 2005 commencement speech for graduating students at Kenyon College, called This Is Water, became a viral hit and contained many insights into his timeless mind. Wallace died by suicide in September 2008 at 46. Pixelstock, Shuttershock quote number 13 quote, do anything, but let it produce joy. Underwood Archives, Getty Images Answer Number 13 Answer. Walt Whitman shows what poets can do with minimal words and a finite amount of space, which is not to say that he didn't produce lengthy works. Yet Whitman had the ability to symbolize a great deal about universal truths in a single phrase. The above quote is from his most famous work, Leaves of Grass, which contained 3 long poems. Elnery's Shuttershock quote number 14 quote, the heart wants what it wants, or else it does not care. Culture Club, Getty Images Answer Number 14 Answer. Widely known as one of the greatest American poets of all time, Emily Dickinson produced a massive body of work, only a tiny fraction of which was published during her life. Her first published poetry collection, produced by colleagues she'd known in life, came out in 1890, though the initial edition suffered extensive edits. Her complete works weren't published until 1955. B.L.V. Dunn, Shuttershock quote number 15 quote, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment." Otto Hirschen Collection, Getty Images Answer No. 15 Answer, the author of Self-Reliance and Other Essays, among other books and collections, Ralph Waldo Emerson was first a Unitarian minister before deciding to become a writer. His writing admonished the values of religious conservatives, and he is considered the originator of the school of thought known as Transcendentalism. His work lives on and remains influential today. Cookie Studio, Shuttershock quote number 16 quote, "Rather than love, than money, than fame, give me truth." Houlton Archive, Getty Images Answer number 16 Answer, "Few books on the art of simplicity and minimalism have remained as timeless as Henry David Thoreau's, Walden, or, Life in the Woods, which he wrote while living mostly alone in the Massachusetts woods on the edge of Walden Pond. His works created inspiration for many leaders born after him, especially on topics like civil disobedience and nonviolent resistance. His writing is often credited for helping spark the modern environmental preservation movement." Wave Break Media, Shuttershock quote number 17 quote, "Do one thing every day that scares you." Bettman, Getty Images Answer number 17 Answer, "This well-known, oft-repeated quote comes of course from author, activist, and political leader Eleanor Roosevelt. While serving as the First Lady after the election of her husband, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, she promoted the policies of the New Deal. After the president's death, the First Lady went on to serve in the United Nations, spending much of her life working on issues around equality and human rights." 4 p.m. Production, Shuttershock quote number 18 quote, "I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Gary Miller, Getty Images Answer number 18 Answer, "Writer and civil rights activist Maya Angelou had a huge impact on American literature and culture. Her most famous book, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings, is an autobiographical tale of her life and experiences growing up in the South and speaks to the effects of racial prejudice." Among many accomplishments, Angelou received the National Book Award and was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize. Song underscore about underscore summer, Shuttershock quote number 19 quote, "Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life?" Kevork Johnsesian, Getty Images Answer number 19 Answer, "Mary Oliver spent her entire life not only writing but living her poetry." The above line from her poem, The Summer Day, is a clear window into how she worked to maintain and acknowledge the presence of the remarkable. Born in Ohio, Oliver spent most of her later years on Cape Cod, where she wrote at length about the natural beauty which surrounded her. Oliver died in 2019 at age 83. Henny Breedenhahn, Shuttershock quote number 20 quote, "Fighting for peace is like screwing for virginity." Paul Natkin, Getty Images Answer number 20 Answer, "George Carlin said what people needed to hear in blunt, beautiful, and often highly inappropriate statements. Nevertheless, Carlin's taboo humor and writing held deep wisdom that attracted countless fans." A critic of American systems, and just about every system, Carlin espoused his philosophies through comedic performances and a number of books. Fiske's Shuttershock quote number 21 quote, "I mingle with my peers or no one, and since I have no peers, I mingle with no one." Unknown, Wikimedia Commons Answer number 21 Answer, "John Kennedy Toole wrote two novels. The first, The Neon Bible, which he wrote at 16 and was a submission for a writing contest. The second, and most famous novel, A Confederacy of Dunces, described the absurd, despicable adventures of Ignatius Riley and his life in New Orleans. It was discovered by his mother after his death by suicide in 1969 and published soon after. He was posthumously awarded literature's top honor, the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction, in 1981. Sushi Man, Shuttershock quote number 22 quote, "We are homesick most for the places we have never known." Bettman, Getty Images Answer number 22 Answer, Carson McCullers helped define Southern Gothic literature with her pivotal first novel, The Heart is a Lonely Hunter. Written when she was only 23, the book received great acclaim soon after publication. She went on to write 7 more books in her life. Her writing dealt with themes of gender fluidity well before the time that ideas like that were commonplace. Both her first novel and Reflections in a Golden Eye were turned into films. McCullers died in September 1967 after suffering from myriad health issues. E. Cramer, Shuttershock quote number 23 quote, "The oldest and strongest emotion of mankind is fear, and the oldest and strongest kind of fear is fear of the unknown." Lucian Burt Truesdale, Wikimedia Commons answer number 23 answer, best known for his science fiction and fantasy stories, Howard Phillips, H.P., Lovecraft created lasting themes that influence modern creative works to this day. His work dealt with the mythic, the dark, and the insane. Though his works appeared in magazines and journals during his lifetime, Lovecraft's work was not collected and published in books until after his death in 1937. Lightfield Studios, Shuttershock quote number 24 quote, "One day I will find the right words, and they will be simple." Bettman, Getty Images answer number 24 answer, Jack Kerouac, beat writer and author of one of the most quintessential traveler's Bibles, On the Road, had nearly given up on his writing career when he achieved commercial success with his first novel in 1957. His stream of consciousness style of writing, along with his tendency to ramble through his words the way he rambled through the American landscape, has been both criticized and praised since its creation. Kerouac was a student of Eastern philosophy and a lover of jazz. Roman Samborski, Shuttershock quote number 25 quote, "Freedom begins between the ears." Kirk McCoy, Getty Images answer number 25 answer, "Edward Abbey was an individual, a thinker, a philosopher, and an environmentalist who created the term, monkey wrenching, which was a practice of forcefully stopping the destruction of natural resources by damaging equipment. He was a self-proclaimed anarchist, and spent years in the desert working as a fire lookout for the National Park Service." After his death in 1989, in a moment fitting with his autobiographical story, Desert Solitaire, Abbey was buried without a coffin in an unmarked space, dressed only in a sleeping bag. Zolotaryov's Shuttershock quote number 26 quote, "The function of freedom is to free someone else." Daniel Bocharski, Getty Images answer number 26 answer, "Toni Morrison left behind a legacy as a profound storyteller, and lived as an example of how artists could work to confront the status quo." In 1993, Morrison was the first African-American woman to receive the coveted Nobel Prize in Literature. Her body of work includes children's books, novels, and essays. Half Point, Shuttershock quote number 27 quote, "I would not have you descend into your own dream. I would have you be a conscious citizen of this terrible and beautiful world." Anna Weber, Getty Images for The New Yorker answer number 27 answer, "New York-based writer Ta-Nehisi Coates has achieved a number of awards and nominations for his best-selling book, Between the World and Me, a story about how a father reckons with America's racist history." Coates has written many books since, including most recently, his first novel, The Water Dancer. Coates is the current writer of both the Black Panther and Captain America comic book series. Yaramir Chalabala, Shuttershock quote number 28 quote, "The Edge. There is no honest way to explain it because the only people who really know where it is are the ones who have gone over." Michael Ox Archives, Getty Images answer number 28 answer, "Hunter S. Thompson defined what came to be known as gonzo journalism, where the writers become lodged in the center of the stories they are assigned to cover. His drug-addled work, and prolific attempt to cover a motorcycle race in the desert, led to the novel, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas." Thompson was a longtime writer for Rolling Stone magazine, ran for sheriff of Aspen, Colorado, and covered the Hell's Angels from the inside, among many of his wild and notable achievements. Fiske's Shuttershock quote number 29 quote, "Ruin is a gift. Ruin is the road to transformation." Valerie Jean, Getty Images answer number 29 answer, "Elizabeth Gilbert is best known for her novel, Eat, Pray, Love, about her search for freedom and discovery after taking a year to live abroad and focus on herself." After the tremendous success of the book, Gilbert has written more on the subjects of magic and creativity, discussing how artists choose whether or not to follow their ideas and listen to inspiration. Her most recent novel is City of Girls. Way Home Studio, Shuttershock quote number 30 quote. The practice of art isn't to make a living. It's to make your soul grow. Santi Vasali, Getty Images answer number 30 answer. Kurt Vonnegut was born in Indiana, served in World War II, and sold Saabs in Cape Cod. He was also a gifted writer. After the success of Slaughterhouse-Five, inspired by Vonnegut's time in Dresden during the war, he no longer had to sell cars to feed his family and was vaulted into the lineage of great American writers. He was an avowed humanist and socialist, and retained those values throughout his life. Lorianto, Shuttershock quote number 31 quote, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Ulstein Bild, Getty Images answer number 31 answer. George Orwell most notably wrote social commentaries through the lens of fiction. His two best-selling works, 1984, and Animal Farm, made him one of the most successful authors of the 20th century. Before his success in writing, Orwell worked for the Indian Imperial Police while living in Burma and wrote propaganda for the BBC. His influence on popular culture remains, especially as privacy issues erode, along with a fleeting sense of the existence of individual freedoms across the connected, modern world. Bondurt Photography, Shuttershock quote number 32 quote, there is nothing to writing. All you do is sit down at a typewriter and bleed. Bettman, Getty Images answer number 32 answer. Ernest Hemingway was a journalist, novelist, and short story writer who is best known for his fiction. A Farewell to Arms, Hemingway's first novel, was based around his experiences as an ambulance driver on the Italian front during World War II. His adventures continued, as did his outsized life. Each experience led to beautifully written stories which earned him a Nobel Prize. Goran Bogicevic, Shuttershock quote number 33 quote, if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing. New York Times Co. Getty Images answer number 33 answer. Ayn Rand immigrated to the United States from Russian in 1926. Soon after, she began her life in Hollywood, working at a film studio by day and writing at night. Rand's works centered around individuals striving toward their own goals on their own, free of any influence or support. This philosophy, coined objectivism, has been used to support libertarian ideologies and small government policies. Mr. Norio, Shuttershock quote number 34 quote, I have no money, no resources, no hopes. I am the happiest man alive. Anthony Barboza, Getty Images answer number 34 answer. Henry Miller was born in New York City, yet he did much of his writing in Paris. His novels were considered vulgar and obscene, as he wrote freely about sex, love, and his relationship with fellow writer Anais Nin. At the end of his life, Miller settled in Big Sur, California, where he compiled the short story collection, Stand Still Like the Hummingbird. There remains today a memorial library in Big Sur that sells his work and hosts art and performances from other creators. Jacob L., Shuttershock quote number 35 quote, the only way to support a revolution is to make your own. New York Times Co. Getty Images answer number 35 answer. Political activist, writer, and anarchist, Abby Hoffman wrote various essays, an autobiography, and the extremely popular, Steal This Book. After an arrest for cocaine distribution, which might have been a setup, Hoffman went on the run from the police for a number of years. Even after undergoing plastic surgery to alter his appearance, Hoffman was eventually arrested again. He remained an activist and ardent leftist throughout his life. Halton Archive, Getty Images quote number 36 quote, if our founding fathers wanted us to care about the rest of the world, they wouldn't have declared their independence from it. Nicholas Hunt, Getty Images answer number 36 answer. Actor, comedian, late-night host, and writer Stephen Colbert writes biting satire on American life. At the beginning of his career, Colbert wanted to be a serious actor, then he fell in love with the art of improvisation, changing his career path entirely. In 2007, his satirical take on the country, I Am America, and So Can You, hit the top spot on the New York Times bestseller list. Mimage Photography, Shuttershock quote number 37 quote, there is nothing gutsier to me than a person announcing that their story is one that deserves to be told, especially if that person is a woman. Michael Buckner, Getty Images for South by Southwest. Answer number 37. Answer. Lena Dunham is best known for her screenwriting and acting roles, but she's written for various outlets and released her first book, Not That Kind of Girl. A Young Woman Tells You What She's Learned, in 2012. Dunham has been named one of Time magazine's most influential people. She's earned 2 Golden Globes and several Emmy nominations for her HBO show, Girls. Lightwave Media, Shuttershock. Quote number 38. Quote. I just looked at the pattern of my life, decided I didn't like it, and changed. Brian Better, Getty Images. Answer number 38. Answer. David Sedaris is a Grammy-nominated humorist, radio performer, and writer. His books include, Me Talk Pretty One Day, and, When You're Engulfed in Flames. Sedaris writes about his life, his family, and the world with a cynic's humor and the softness of someone who is uncomfortably settled into the mixed bag that is human existence. Brought up in Raleigh, North Carolina, Sedaris lives in Paris with his partner. Olena Serjanova, Shuttershock. Quote number 39. Quote. Do not wait for the healing to arrive. It will never come. The holes will never leave or be filled with anything at all. But holes are interesting things. Michael Roman, Getty Images. Answer number 39. Answer. Augustine Burroughs has no formal education in writing, but he managed to work for years as an advertising copywriter and, one day, felt compelled to write a novel, which he sat down and finished in 7 days. His popular memoir about growing up amid dysfunction, Running with Scissors, remained on the New York Times bestseller list for 4 years. Burroughs also wrote the memoir, Dry, about his time in advertising and how he got sober. Shuttershock. Quote number 40. Quote. Prejudice, a dirty word, and faith, a clean one, have something in common. They both begin where reason ends. Chip Samodvilla, Getty Images. Answer number 40. Answer. Harper Lee grew up a tomboy in Alabama, went to a girls' college, and worked as a clerk before deciding to dive fully into her writing. Lee found herself an agent after writing some long stories. From there, her friends gifted her a year's worth of wages in order to allow her to do nothing but write. In that year, Lee completed To Kill a Mockingbird, one of the most famous works in American literary history. Sitta Productions, Shuttershock. Quote number 41. Quote. I do not fear death. I had been dead for billions and billions of years before I was born, and had not suffered the slightest inconvenience from it. Universal History Archive, Getty Images. Answer number 41. Answer. Samuel Clemens, better known by his pen name Mark Twain, was a humorist, essayist, and novelist who wrote about the journeys of Tom Sawyer and his good friend Huck Finn. Before succeeding as a novelist, Twain was a master pilot on a Mississippi tugboat and a journalist. Notoriously bad with money, he squandered his fortunes and eventually required the help of a friend in order to pay back his debts. Andre, Shuttershock. Quote number 42. Quote. If a story is in you, it has to come out. Bettman, Getty Images. Answer number 42. Answer. William is easily one of the most impactful writers in American history. His works included the novels, As I Lay Dying, and The Sound and the Fury, along with essays, poems, and screenplays. Born in Mississippi, the Nobel Prize winner often wrote about his homeland, with many of his stories taking place in the South. Africa Studio, Shuttershock. Quote number 43. Quote. All that you touch you change. All that you change changes you. The only lasting truth is change. Malcolm Alley, Getty Images. Answer number 43. Answer. Octavia Butler created fantasy worlds after growing up in a reality where she depended on her imagination for solace as a child. After being encouraged to pursue a science fiction writing workshop while attending community college, Butler began writing and selling her work. She was awarded a MacArthur Genius Award in 1995. Butler died of a stroke in February 2006 at 56. Fizkies, Shuttershock. Quote number 44. Quote. I don't care what anybody says about me as long as it isn't true. Evening Standard, Getty Images. Answer number 44. Answer. Truman Capote was an influential American writer who wrote Breakfast at Tiffany's and Three Stories, one of many works that later brought to the screen. Capote wrote fiction and nonfiction. In Cold Blood, a story about a family murdered in Kansas, and the individuals arrested for the murder, became wildly successful. Drazen Žigić, Shuttershock. Quote number 45. Quote. In this possibly terminal phase of human existence, democracy and freedom are more than just ideals to be valued, they may be essential to survival. Hewler-André, Getty Images Answer Number 45 Answer, Noam Chomsky, one of the great American philosophers and writers alive today, writes at length about politics, psychology, and social issues. His political activism and critiques of behavioral psychology established him early in his career as an idealist who didn't fear questioning established norms. His recent work has included discussions about the loss of freedoms in the globalized digital age. Billion Photos, Shuttershock Quote Number 46 Quote, "It takes a lot of time to be a genius. You have to sit around so much, doing nothing, really doing nothing." Houlton Archive, Getty Images Answer Number 46 Answer, Pennsylvania-born writer Gertrude Stein spent most of her life in Paris where she wrote novels, plays, and poetry. Perhaps just as notable as the works she produced were the connections and conversations she fostered. Stein regularly hosted a salon in her apartment, with guests like Pablo Picasso, Ernest Hemingway, Henri Matisse, and F. Scott Fitzgerald often in attendance. Asife, Shuttershock Quote Number 47 Quote, "There should be a place where only the things you want to happen, happen." Barbara Alper, Getty Images Answer Number 47 Answer, beloved children's book author and illustrator Maurice Sendak wrote the line above in his wildly popular book, Where the Wild Things Are. Born and raised in New York City, Sendak decided to become an illustrator at 12 after seeing the movie, Fantasia. His portfolio also includes In the Night Kitchen, and Alligators All Around, among others. Interested, Shuttershock Quote Number 48 Quote, "It is better to fail in originality than to succeed in imitation." Bettman, Getty Images Answer Number 48 Answer, the now famous author of Moby Dick, or The Whale, Herman Melville never received much acclaim for his work while he was alive. It was the story of the great white whale, the one known by all today, which caused critics to disregard his work, contributing to his downfall as a writer. He continued to find work publishing short stories and traveling to give lectures. Wave Break Media, Shuttershock Quote Number 49 Quote, "Don't ever tell anybody anything. If you do, you start missing everybody." Bettman, Getty Images Answer Number 49 Answer, J.D. Salinger is best known for writing Catcher in the Rye, a novel center NG around the ever-curious, lost, and alienated Holden Caulfield. After the tremendous success of that book, Salinger became reclusive, staying away from the public eye while living in a small New Hampshire town. He published a few story collections after that but was never able to bring another novel to publication in his lifetime. About life, Shuttershock Quote Number 50 Quote, "I have never listened to anyone who criticized my taste in space travel, sideshows or gorillas. When this occurs, I pack up my dinosaurs and leave the room." Sophie Basules, Getty Images Answer Number 50 Answer, Ray Bradbury authored numerous books, including the science fiction classics, The Martian Chronicles, and Fahrenheit 451, the latter of which offers a window into a future world where the written word is banned. Bradbury worked in other mediums as well and received an Emmy Award for The Halloween Tree, along with an Oscar nomination for an animated film titled Icarus Montgolfier Wright. Awards for his writing include the Benjamin Franklin Award, the World Fantasy Award for Lifetime Achievement, and the O. Henry Memorial Award.